Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. It is 9:05 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I'm joined by Melissa K.
Good morning. Good morning.
Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And we are thankfully, very happily joined on the phone by our friends from the Southwood County Humane Society. We've got Madison with us. Good morning, Madison.
Good morning, James.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good over here. And I just want to send a shout out to Madison. We're both I and Pam, we're trying to get in touch with you guys to do this, to tell you, hey, you could just call in. You don't have to drive in today or anything like that. Madison, being the brilliant, smart person that she is, just called right in. Thank you very much for doing that, Madison, because we don't want to miss out on this segment.
Yeah, not a problem. We love calling in, so not a problem.
We want to send a big shout out to Eway Sales and Services. Buy, sell, and trade many items from collectors to firearms located on 8th Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Tell Kitty we said hi, everybody, and stop by Eway Sales and Services. Buy local, support local. Madison joins us every Thursday with our Pet of the Week from the Southwood County Humane Society. And before we get to our new furry friend here, Madison, that you're going to tell us about, how are things going over there at the Society?
Things are going good. We have lots of cats available, we have lots of dogs available, and we have a little bunny friend that'll be coming available soon, too. Aww. So we're doing good, though.
Ooh, I mean, the dogs are tempting enough, but the bunny, gets me, too. I'm a sucker for those. So that gets me, Madison. Every time, I'm closer and closer. greatly appreciate that. I know the last time you joined us, Madison, one of the things that you guys were looking for was cat food. Is that still the case?
Yep, we're always looking for cat food, especially with kitten season approaching very quickly. That usually hits us really heavily in March, sometimes really late February. Kitten food and cat food is always going to be a very high need.
Madison, who is our featured animal for today?
Our featured animal for today is a cat this week. We have a lovely little cat named Michael Meowers is his name.
Yes, great name.
So Michael joined us back in October, hence the kind of play off the name. Michael is just one of the most loving and sweet little boys that we have. He is one of our staff favorite cats. He just is very vocal. Another play off of his name, he doesn't stop talking. He loves to chat. You can hear him from the lobby. He is just an absolute goof of a little cat. He just wants to sing his song all day, and he's going to let you know what he's got on his mind.
Gosh, it sounds awesome. Cats have such great personalities. Does Michael need shots or anything like that?
Michael is fully up to date on vaccines for distemper and rabies. He was neutered already, and then was microchipped, and flea and tick preventative was given as well. He has been battling some hookworm for a little bit, but otherwise his fecals have come back as negative lately, which is fantastic.
And how is he with the rest of the other shelter animals?
He does really good. So we do occasionally walk dogs through cat room, and he has actually done really well and doesn't seem to mind the dogs at all. And he does play well with some cats.
Right on.
He can sometimes just be a little too much for some cats.
But I can relate to that. I like cats, and oftentimes they'll get tired of me, and then just keep moving.
Right, enough.
Just,
I'm done.
That's enough.
I'm done.
That's enough already. That's great. Madison, is there anything else you want to share with us about him?
Yeah, so yesterday staff decided, because we were going to bring him in today, but due to the weather, we were like, oh, probably not a good idea. But with him, we did test him on a harness yesterday, and he loves to walk on a harness. So he's definitely a cat that likes to run around and walk on a harness. His coloring, he is an all-black cat, so with the stereotype of a lot of people don't necessarily always like black cats, but he is a cat that you would not want to miss up.
Yeah, it's something that I know I've talked about on the air before that bothered me when I first started working at shelters. Every shelter I worked at, from Illinois to California, there were black cats there. And because of this simple reason, this kind of silly reason, not that I begrudge people their superstitions or anything, but these are loving, wonderful animals that are going to make your life so much bigger and better and all these things. And it seems silly to not adopt them for the simple, color of their fur.
Well, and how many of us have black pants? Come on. Black cat hair does not show up as much.
That's a great point.
That's great. Nicely done, Mal. Yes, that's very true. Madison, this time, you know, days like this, we get bombarded by old man winter and everything. I know that I think of our shelters and I think of those animals in those shelters. Are there things we can do as a community to help out? Is there volunteering? Is there things we can drop off or anything like that?
Yeah, so pretty much just keeping an eye on our donation list is always going to be our biggest thing. We luckily have a really committed snow group that does come out and shovel our snow walks and everything, so luckily we're set on that. But volunteers that are interested in volunteering, even if it's just, oh, hey, I noticed your snow crew didn't get there today. Volunteers that have an already approved application and have gone through the orientation, you're more than welcome to stop by and be like, hey, do you need any assistance today? And we would more than welcome be able to take that work.
Some of the more important and vital work in our community being done at our humane societies, and no matter where you're listening to us, if you can help out a little bit, it goes a lot farther than you might realize with them. So whether it's doing those things, dropping off maybe some wet cat food or dry dog food or something like that, can be a big, big help. Mm-hmm. Madison, if people want to adopt this new little furry friend of ours or any of the great animals over there, or just find out more about some of the things going on at the Southwood County Humane Society, how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, so they can either call our main office line to kind of check on the availability of that animal. You're also more than welcome to fill out an application online on our website, or you can stop by the shelter for a paper copy. Our cat room is not appointment-based only, so if it was something you wanted to pop by just to look at all the cats, you're more than welcome to anytime during our business hours.
Really can't thank you enough, not only for calling in, but all you do for our community. Keep up the great work, Madison. We'll talk again next Thursday, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You take care. A big shout out to Madison and all the staff and all of our great friends over there at the Southwood County Humane Society doing great work. Mm-hmm. Stay warm, stay safe over there. And I'm not just talking to the furry animals. I mean the people too. But we do want to send a gigantic shout out to eWay Sales and Services. Buy, sell, and trade many items from collectors to firearms. Located on A Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Tell Kitty we said hi. And be sure to buy local, support local, our friends at eWay Sales and Services.
How that worked out, Kitty, the cat for the thing. It's so perfect. Aww. Oh my gosh.
It could not have wrapped up more perfect. That was good. That was pretty darn good. So I want to get a little entertainment news here. We'll go from that. I do want to remind the audience that we're going to have another guest join us at 10, about 9:35 okay. After Melissa's news. We're going to be joined by Taylor Schaefer, Allison Dairyland's own. Talk some ginseng with Taylor. Looking forward to that. For right now, just touching on some entertainment news here. Do all the SpongeBob characters represent different disorders?
Oh, no.
Yeah. SpongeBob, this is the thing that's going on online and everything. Mm-hmm. A woman on TikTok suggested that they represent different disorders, every character. SpongeBob himself being ADHD. Patrick is Down syndrome. Squidward is depression. Mr. Krabs is narcissistic personality disorder. Plankton has bipolar disorder. They go through all of these. And they said in a similar video, she said the characters represent these seven deadly sins as well.
Oh, brother.
Now, this could be true. Writers sat down and did this. This happens all the time in culture, in pop culture. It most of the time happens subconsciously. I very few times is a writer, like when they wrote the movie for Seven, yeah, they were sitting down thinking about the seven deadly sins. Yeah. But outside
kinda
of that,
obvious.
Yeah. Outside of that, it tends to be subconscious in our brains where we're creating these characters. I've heard a lot of writing groups talk about this where they'll get going on something or something is already published and they're rereading it years later and realizing, wow, I kind of covered all the sins or all the disorders or all personality traits.
Yeah. Well, and I think part of it has to do with just how television shows in general have to keep characters more broad. And I think, you know, you could probably do this with any show. Mm-hmm. You know, because you've always, in a lot of shows, you know, maybe not as much as it used to be, but, you know, you've got the personality types, you know, you got the outgoing person, you got introverted, you've got the guy, you know, the loud party dude, and then you got the girl, you know, who
you got them all.
Yeah, you know, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So you could probably do that with all of any kind of pop culture thing, kind of like what you were referring to. And yeah, I'm sure that's because of the writers. There's certain things that come out in their writing. So yeah, that makes sense.
Moving on to Dolly news. we have to, everybody. We have to cover this. We are the nation's foremost leader in Dolly Parton news. Who says no to Dolly? I mean, who honestly is going to say no to Dolly Parton? Dolly Parton calls you up and asks you to be on her new album. Who's going to say no?
Really? Seriously?
Well, Mick Jagger, but he's about the only one not to be on the upcoming rock album. And it wasn't because he said no. It was because he couldn't work it out scheduling-wise.
Right.
Aww.
On Tuesday's The View, she said that they're having trouble matching up, but she is doing a Rolling Stones song. And they are still trying to work together still.
Oh, wow.
That they both have some mutual admiration for each other and would like to work together. And I love the idea of Mick Jagger and Dolly Parton on stage doing a song together live.
How cool would that be?
That seems like an interesting combination right there. Pink and Brandi Carlile are joining her on I Can't Get No Satisfaction.
Wow.
Dolly Parton, Pink, Brandi Carlile, I Can't Get No Satisfaction. Man.
Sounds cool.
Dang, is that a good lineup. Dolly also revealed that some of her other superstars, some of the other superstars who are going to join us. Quote, Paul McCartney is singing with me. We got Stevie Nicks. We just finished our song. We got John Fogerty, and we have Steve Perry and Steven Tyler. And I'm even going to have Cher. I've been getting a song for her.
Wow.
The album is called Rockstar, and it'll be out later this year.
Man. I mean, come on.
I hope they put it out on vinyl. Because
ooh.
I would love to buy
oh,
that record.
Oh, yeah, I bet you they will. I bet you anything they will.
Yeah, they will. I
and
bet
then
you
they'll
they
overcharge
will.
You for it.
Yes,
that's
yes,
they, do
they definitely will. But but they will. It will be on vinyl.
Yep.
Now, I just thought I'd play an excerpt of this. This is Dolly on The View revealing some of these superstars, so you can actually hear it in her voice. I think it might be the quote I just read. I'm not 100% on that, though, so okay. I apologize if it's repeating it and everything.
Song with me, but we got great artists like Paul McCartney is singing with me, and we got... We got a lot of wonderful Stevie Nicks. We just finished our song last night. We got John Fogerty, and we've got Steve Perry and Steven Tyler. I'm even going to have Cher on. I've been, getting a song for her. We've been trying to get the right thing together.
Apparently, I do a horrible Dolly Parton impression.
You do.
My Dolly is very bad.
Needs work.
Thankfully, was not trying to do that. Yeah, that album's. I have a hard time believing that album is not going to do incredibly well.
It's going to sell like millions of copies. I swear to God, it's going to go through the roof.
Gangbusters.
Yeah.
You think of all the connections she has and how large her fan base is, how long she's been building a fan base, and then you add on all these other artists and their fan bases.
Yes.
That it's hard to imagine that album not going platinum and everything like that's,
easily.
Yeah,
easily.
Yeah, I cannot wait to hear some of the songs.
I'm with
off
Melissa
of that.
Though. I mean this is classic vinyl right here.
Yes,
yeah, totally
yes.
with you on that one.
Yes. Well, I mean, I may be a little biased or something about this. The first time I heard Dolly Parton or Patsy Cline or Billie Holiday all on vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, if I hear them on anything other than that, it sounds good, but it's just not the same.
It doesn't sound right. It sounds good.
Yeah, it doesn't sound
right.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. And to wrap up our entertainment section, we're going to talk a little Reba. maybe not Dolly, but Reba's still on the upper echelon of country legends. I think that's pretty safe to say.
She will become Dolly. If,
she could.
Hopefully we'll never lose Dolly, but when we do, Reba will be right there. Yep.
And Seth does not know this story we're going
no,
to.
No, I don't.
To your point, Seth, these kind of stories are going to help propel her to that. A teacher at a middle school in Kansas got a great surprise over the holidays, courtesy of Reba McEntire and the site onecountry.com. Her name is Katie Banks Todd. She's a music and drama teacher and a huge Reba fan. So one of her co-workers nominated her for a contest One Country was throwing. Reba sent a video message and surprised her with a $10,000 donation from One Country for her music and arts program.
Whoa.
She also got free tickets to a recent Reba concert. This happened in November, but they just posted a video on YouTube of it just recently.
Wow.
You need a palate cleanser. You need something to smile today. You watch this video and this teacher's reaction. her children don't even have the reaction she has. She completely becomes a fan. I love when this happens in life. There's these moments. I will never get tired of the little kid, and he thinks he's doing this, but it's actually his father or mom who's back from overseas.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
He doesn't know, and then they surprised in the middle of school or something like that by his parent being there. Like, those videos and these kind of videos never get old to me. This lady becomes like 16 when she sees Reba McEntire.
That's hilarious.
Just completely fans out. Like, totally, it's awesome. It's great. And nice job, Reba. That's very cool. Very cool to be a part of something like that. Mm-hmm. We are going to take a break. We're going to come back, have some more fun here on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. We got Seth, James, and Melissa here with you as we're going back to the morning show. We got a bunch of great stuff lined up for you in the next hour. And we're hoping to be we're looking forward to being joined by Taylor Schaefer, Allison Dairyland's own. We're going to talk some ginseng with her after Melissa's news. Having that coming up a little bit later. Right now, I wanted to touch on this story because this was just too funny. And all in good spirits, too, this story. A video of a husband calling contest from 2017 has been making the rounds. It's from the Iowa State Fair, and it features the top five finalists.
Okay.
Obviously, this is all in good fun, especially because the grand prize is only $5. Although each one does receive a ribbon. The winning caller looks the part, too, from her pioneer dress to her Sunday go-to-church hat. I'm just going to play a little of this clip for you and see here how this goes, actually. I don't even know how this is going to... if it'll even play.
Yeah.
This morning, as I was watching the students, I heard a noise that I recognized.
Nope, that is not it. That is not what I was looking for. No. I was trying to get it because it was... okay, here we go. Maybe I can get it here.
Oh, there we go.
Bob! Hurry up! I don't want to be late! Bob, hurry! Bob! Robert! Dean!
I'm not answering to that. I'm not answering to that. If I was married to that woman for 40 years, there's no way I'm answering to that.
Daryl!
Ooh.
You hear me?
Ooh.
You get yourself in here right now!
She's scary.
She wins.
She wins.
She wins.
She is scary.
I don't know where that lady lives, but I'm going there right now. I have no idea who that woman is, but I'm going to find her because I feel like I have to. I feel like I have to go find her. I'm in trouble. I got to figure out what I did wrong. I generally feel like I need to go find that
somewhere
lady.
In Iowa. Apparently, it's somewhere in Iowa. So,
this is awesome. I love this. I think this is a lot of fun. This is a really cool idea. I think actually.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, how often does a wife do this? I'm not just, and I don't think it should be limited to wives. I think it should be open to everybody, like significant others. All these things.
Yeah.
You know, you have everybody up there. If you've ever had to yell for your partner, which everybody raise your hand now. I think this could be fun. It's silly and it's all a good fun. I think it would be even better. If you could, I don't know, do it for charity, raise money for charity and you add to a family center or something like that. Being on the board of the family center, one of the things we're always looking to do is for marketing ideas and advertising ideas, campaign ideas, things like that. Mm-hmm. And it's obviously very hard to do when you have the subject matter and the heaviness of the family center.
Right.
I think this might be a fun kind of way of maybe, doing something like that. There's things like that you can do. You try it's hard. I mean, almost everything's been done. There's nothing new under the sun. So something like this seems a little fun. Maybe I'm missing something and it's a lot, there's a darker tone to it or something that I'm not getting. But I will say this. I, again, come from an Italian family. This is all we know. This is what
Lots
we do.
Lots of loudness, yeah.
We yell, I love you, at each other, even when we're trying to be sweet to one another. I love you! It's
I want to know if Melissa has a special call for Aaron.
Yeah.
When you want to get his attention, when it's like he's in another room.
Usually I just say Aaron.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's probably because he's attentive and he answers right away. You don't have to keep calling him.
Well, we're I think you could stay still in the honeymoon stage of our relationship, so maybe it'll evolve over time. But I think there's power in using a person's name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yes. I hadn't thought about that.
Because, I mean, if you just yell, honey, I mean, does that really
get no.
somebody's attention the same way as their actual name?
Especially if it's something, tense. If it's a time-sensitive thing or something like that. Like, hey, I need you over here now,
right.
James John Mailoff. Like, you pay attention.
Well, the next time I need you to record something, that's what I'll say. Yes. I need you over here now, James John.
It will work. It will work. It does not matter what I'm doing.
All of a sudden, he's here.
My mom did a number.
It's also a respect thing, though, too, to refer to somebody by their name when you're addressing them, as opposed to using some pet names or things like that.
Well, and it's also the only way that we learn our middle name. Like, it's the only way.
Otherwise, no one would ever use it.
Nobody would ever know what their middle name is. My mom had such a hit, used that so often, and it had such an impact on me. I actually go by James J. Mailoff just because I'm so used to my... No, I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Seriously, Beth, I know that when Beth and I were in the process of choosing names for our kids, we literally shouted their names to see the first and middle names to see if it would work. And it did. They both worked. Awesome. They really worked really well.
My ex and I, Andy, we're so caught up in the creativity and having these, beautiful, strong names. James Kevin Mailoff. Like, that sounds good and stuff. And Isabel Rain Mailoff. Like, these are beautiful names. But having to shout Isabel Rain, you can't say that mean. You can't say that in the angry tone. Izzy, you get over here right now. Like, that's all I could do.
Yeah.
I could go Isabel Rain Mailoff. Like, let alone I was never...
Pretty.
It's too pretty. And I was never good at being the bad guy either, which I don't think is very shocking
really?
To anybody.
Yeah. Oh, I'm really? Oh, man.
I was never really good at that.
Your whole mystique is ruined for me now, man. Jeez.
Anything above 10 years old might be a little different, but no, actually, it's probably closer to 16 or something.
Yeah, right.
Let's go ahead and take our break right now. We will get to Melissa's news. And then when we come back, we're going to be joined by Taylor Schaefer, Allison Dairyland's own. We're going to talk a little ginseng with Taylor when we come back on the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings here at WFHR. Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. Having some fun this morning. And we are very, very happy to be joined right now by Taylor Schaefer, Allison Dairyland's own. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good. How's the snow up in Wisconsin Rapids?
Plentiful. Actually calmed down a little bit and everything, so we're maybe see a little bit of flurries here and there, but otherwise pretty safe out there for right now from what we're hearing. And very happy to hear that you're safe and sound. Taylor, where are you calling us from?
I am calling from Madison, so I will be heading to the Department of Agriculture office this morning, and we're located on the east side of Madison, so just a little bit south of you.
Very cool, and any chance to hear Madison, anything about Madison, I'm always in favor of. I love that city so darn much. Taylor, we love hanging out with you, and especially when we get to focus on things like this and New Year celebrations and really interesting things like ginseng, and that's where our headline's going to be today, right?
Correct. Well, not many people know that Wisconsin actually ranks first in the production of ginseng. So it's actually a really interesting crop to learn more about. We actually produce about 98% of all cultivated ginseng grown right here in the United States. So, of course, most of that is grown in Marathon County, but it's certainly something great to celebrate this time of the year.
Mm-hmm. Thanks to our friends at Family Natural Foods, I got to meet some of the Burmeister ginseng people, and incredibly, really great people in a family that's been doing this for a very long time. And ginseng is not only really good for you and in so many different products, it's one of those fun things that you can even chew on. Like, it's just like a little side thing and stuff. It's really great. I'm a big fan of ginseng.
Yeah, and there's a lot of different ways to consume it too, right? You can have it in candy, like you mentioned, but you can also have ginseng powder to add to your favorite recipes at home. You can find ginseng tea. You can also find slices for cooking. And one of my favorites is actually that powder. So I am not afraid to admit that I am not the world's greatest cook. So I am always looking for really easy recipes to bring home to my family, especially, and really impress people with all of these different Wisconsin commodities that I have really been learning about. So I found that ginseng pairs very well with cranberries. So if you've never tried those two together, you definitely should.
Oh, wow.
I'll try that. That does sound good. Interesting, huh? And now I know that there's certain things about Wisconsinites that they do. That one of the things is taking pride in things from this state. We are, of course, dairy, cranberries, those are big ones. Ginseng doesn't seem to get the notoriety that it so heartily deserves. You heard Taylor start this whole thing off with those statistics and everything. Taylor, what do you think we can do to spread more of the love of ginseng and let people know more about this great product?
Well, certainly you can learn more about Wisconsin ginseng from the Ginseng Board of Wisconsin. Their website is ginsengboard.com, so it's pretty easy to remember. They actually have a full list of all of their growers and members on the website. So if you want to stop by one of their businesses, especially up, like I mentioned, in that Wausau area, that is certainly a great way to give back to our ginseng growers. But really, Wisconsin ginseng is known all over the world. We actually export about 85% of all the ginseng grown in Wisconsin to Asian countries. So certainly not many people here in Wisconsin actually know that it exists, but it's such an interesting crop to learn more about, especially if you are up near the area where most of it is grown.
Interesting. And it's something that, I don't see it going anywhere anytime soon. I mean, no. Ginseng's only rising in popularity, and if people are going to need ginseng, they're going to probably come to us for it. Mm-hmm. So economically, that's a huge impact that could have in the going forward here.
Absolutely. And a lot of people do recognize Wisconsin as a leader in the ginseng world because our ginseng tastes different than any other ginseng grown anywhere else. So certainly our ginseng is notable for that reason, but also there are quite a few different benefits that come along with it too. It's traditionally used in Chinese medicine, and usually people of that culture consider it a gift of good health, but more in Western cultures, especially here in the state, we take it as a botanical element or a dietary supplement. So you mentioned some of those benefits, but it has been shown to boost energy and also help with your immune system, but it's also just a great taste and new flavor to add to your cooking.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I really questioned, how could this be good for me? I enjoy it. It doesn't make sense to me.
Most of the things you enjoy are full of sugar.
And here it is. There's something I really like, and it's actually good for me. And we are in the year of the rabbit, so this is a great time to, maybe if you haven't tried ginseng or tried it in some of your foods, it's a nice thing to incorporate. And Taylor, I don't know if you or Melissa might be able to speak better to this or not. I know, Taylor, you said you're not much of a cook. Our resident chef around here is Melissa.
Yes.
But ginseng doesn't really take from things either. It doesn't. It's a nice collaborative ingredient because I don't feel like you can taste it, but it doesn't overpower things.
Absolutely. I like to compare it a lot to ginger. So ginger is something that we are more familiar with here, adding it to our recipes just to elevate that taste a little bit. And ginseng is very similar in that way. You can add it to your recipes. You can certainly enjoy it on its own, but it really just adds that elevated flavor, which is very bittersweet and earthy. So it certainly gives something unique, especially to the dishes that you might enjoy at home already. I always recommend to pair ginseng with something you know that you will like. So cranberries are something that I really enjoy, and I decided to add in ginseng one day to cranberries, and I actually fell in love with it. It was really delicious, and I know I'm not the world's greatest cook, but I do like to try new things. So a cranberry orange bread is certainly something that's really easy and great to add ginseng into, but you can also add ginseng powder into things like salad dressing. So just adds that elevated flavor into your recipes that you might traditionally enjoy at home and find them in a new way.
And, of course, Taylor, if people want to support Wisconsin farmers and growers and companies, what should they look for when it comes to ginseng and really any products?
Well, if you were looking at ginseng, you should really look to support our growers right here in Wisconsin. So, again, that full list is at ginsengboard.com. I know I personally have visited with Sioux Ginseng Enterprises. That's one of the farms that I was able to tour during my first few weeks as the 75th Alice. So that's just one example of a family-owned operation that has been in business for so many years, committing their life to really ginseng because it's all hands-on. Everything is done by hand, all of the growing, all of the harvesting, and everything that is involved with ginseng, all the way from the field to the package that you receive at home, all of that is done by hand. So certainly it's great to give back to our Wisconsin growers, not only to have that special product that is really recognized as a leader across the world, but also to support our state's producers and processors.
And Taylor, before we let you go, I don't want to keep you too long, of course, but I want you to know how much I care about this subject, that I love interviewing with you and talking with you and everything, because I'm about to bring up something that the audience knows is not I'm not a fan of potatoes. I'm not a potato guy, Taylor. I'm not a potato guy, but I love Wisconsin. I love having these conversations with you. So let's go ahead and talk Wisconsin potatoes.
Absolutely. I love potatoes.
99% of the population. Yeah, you're so right about that. Yeah, you should love them. They're great. They're good. Mm-hmm. What is it about Wisconsin potatoes that stands out?
Well, we actually rank third in the production of potatoes, and I always like to hold up three fingers when I talk to kids, especially in classrooms, and ask, why do we rank number three? Well, it's because when you hold up three fingers, it looks like a W for Wisconsin. So that's an easy way to remember that we are third in the production of potatoes. But we grow about six different varieties across the state, and we can have everything from a russet potato to a red potato, a yellow, or even a chip potato. So really, there's a lot of different ways that you can enjoy Wisconsin potatoes at home, especially during football season. And I'm really looking forward to the Super Bowl this year to try out some new recipes and bring them home to my family personally. So the russet potato might be one that you're most familiar with, right? That's the one that we typically use for baking, smashed, or even fried. But there's a lot of different ways that you can actually turn that russet potato into something new. So I have found that if you cut them into wedges and bake them in the oven for about a half hour, maybe a little bit longer than that, just to get a good color on the potato, you can put those wedges into a bowl and really top them with your favorite nacho toppings that you have sitting around at home. So it's a new way to use ingredients, again, that you might be familiar with, but create this elevated dish that everyone will enjoy. And these potatoes are full of vitamins and nutrients. They actually have more potassium than a banana. So it's a great thing to have in your recipes at home and certainly feel good about eating. And it's just another thing that you can bring home, again, while you're watching football or any other sports or really any time of the year, too.
The Super Bowl is such a great time to, like, just try new things or try something different.
Especially whether finger food.
Yes, yes. Whether you're the cook or you're the one eating this stuff and everything. That's a really cool idea. I like the baked potato nachos. I like that. That sounded really good.
Mm-hmm. Taylor, yeah, and when you think Super Bowl, you always think of appetizers, right? So it's just a really easy thing to add to that appetizer table. I've also seen all over the internet, people are making these chocolate chip cookies with crushed up potato chips inside of them, and they meld really well because it has that salty and sweet flavor. Mm-hmm. So you can see there's so many different ways to enjoy potatoes in a new way, especially now that we are entering into the Super Bowl season.
Mm-hmm. And Taylor, for you, is there, because I know that some of these things can be, you know, kind of fresh to you. Are there, no pun intended, I didn't mean like that. Are there things that you've learned about the potatoes or ginseng that you were really kind of blown away by?
Absolutely. You know, ginseng is one of those crops where I really didn't know that it existed here in the state before I became Alice of Dairyland. And it was something that I had a great opportunity to learn more about as a top candidate between the months of January and May, really, of last year. And it was just so fascinating to learn from our ginseng growers and learn more about this specialty root, because I come from southern Wisconsin, so I'm used to seeing livestock and corn, soybeans, alfalfa, and really nothing else. I mean, we live in the cabbage land, so that's something special to us, but it was just so cool to learn more about ginseng because it's just something so unique to Wisconsin. And one thing that absolutely blew me away about ginseng, it can only be grown on the same soil one time. It can never be planted in the same place more than twice. And it's an unexplained phenomenon. No one really knows why it happens.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter if it's 10 years later or 100 years later, that ginseng will never grow again on the same soil.
That just one of the coolest things I've learned in the last two or three years. Yeah. It is so interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that it speaks also to, again, why it is so special that Wisconsin is such a huge exporter in this product, not just for us in the States, but it obviously throughout the whole world.
Absolutely. And with potatoes, too, one thing that blew me away is that fact about potassium, because when I was younger, I was in a lot of sports. I swam a lot. So we were always told to eat bananas when we had those cramps in our legs and we needed some energy boost and maybe some recovery after a really hard workout, but I never knew that potatoes had more potassium than bananas. So, you know, that's another thing too to think about if you are an athlete or you really like to work out. That is something that can be part of your recovery routine, just to eat a potato.
There you go.
Taylor, great time talking with you. Thank you so much for being able to fit us into your schedule. I know how busy you are. And we're looking forward to hanging out again really soon. But if people want to know more about some of the things we talked about or just Allison Dairyland in itself, how can they do that?
Well, you can certainly follow along on my journey on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter, and also on my website at AllisonDairyland.com. We are also actively searching for the 76 Allison Dairylands. Those applications are available on either the DATCAP website or on my website, too, so you can learn some more information there.
Working on my special talent. Working on my special talent for it, Taylor. I'm going into it this year. I'm giving it a try. I'm going to give it a try.
Allen in Dairyland? Yeah, is that what it is?
I'm being told I was already disqualified.
Yeah, okay,
I'm being told yes. I already. Taylor, thank you for the time. You have a great one. Stay safe out there. We'll talk real soon.
Thanks, you too.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun here on The Morning Show at WFHR. We are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you, taking you right to the top of the hour to wrap up the show. We've had a lot of fun today, though. I do want to thank not only Melissa and Seth, of course, for putting up with me and being here, but a big shout out to Madison from the Southwick County Humane Society for joining us with the Pet of the Week. Mm-hmm. Big thank you to her, our, of course, our friends at the Southwick County Humane Society, and E-Way Sales and Services. Big thank you to all of them. And a gigantic thank you to Taylor Schaefer, Allison Dairyland's own, joining us. That was a lot of fun.
All right.
Super excited to learn more about ginseng now. I have never cooked with it.
Really?
I know very little about it. So I'm really excited. And it might even be a kitchen open segment coming
up. Ooh, I was kind of hoping. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Not next week, though. Not next week. I'll give you a preview. Ooh. Or not a preview.
Yeah,
a
yeah.
sneak peek.
Okay.
It's, shut your ears, Seth. It's going to be all about cake.
Yeah!
Because it's my birthday next week, so that's the obvious choice.
See, the obvious choice.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Melissa, that is so cake. That is so, that's awesome. That's
I know,
so
right?
Cake. That's so cake. That's so cake.
You know what I'm looking forward to? Mm. I want Melissa to make the chocolate and potato chip cookies.
Oh.
And I bring those in. I have never heard of that either.
I would love to see, to try those. Those sound really good.
I'm curious. I'm
yeah.
curious.
Mm-hmm.
I'm what, very curious.
You know, and what kind of potato chip? Do you pair? Because I think you could do different things.
You could yeah, with different yeah. flavors. It's mm-hmm. true.
Mm-hmm. I like that. That's an yeah. interesting idea. Be listening for, of course, The Kitchen's Open. That is our segment that happens on Mondays right around the beginning of the 9 o'clock hour. Melissa and Beth do a fantastic job. The show inside the show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'll probably be in studio for that one next week.
Ooh, oh, good to hear. Cool. Good to hear. Looking forward yeah. to it. That's going to be great. You know, as long as we're talking about our local shows here and everything, we've got some great ones on the weekends that play for you as well that we always like to mention. Of course, the greatest show of all time, the Sunshine Polka Show, happens on Saturdays.
Yep.
You can always catch it at 7 in the morning.
Yep.
If you miss it, though, we do replay it at noon when we're able to, if we don't have a Wisconsin sports game, whether it's basketball, football, hockey, if something right. like that's not going on.
That's up
Otherwise,
in the air.
On podcast.
Yep, that's right. That's right. It's up in the air this week about whether Over the Back Fence or the Sunshine Polka Show at noon will be playing, because we're not sure if the Badgers will be playing a game.
Yeah.
So we'll have to wait and see what happens with that. But stay tuned for that as well. So
do remember and spread the word that Over the Back Fence is solely on Saturdays now. From
yep.
11 to noon. Mm-hmm. It is your chance to call in with items you're looking for, items you want to sell, hang out with Seth or I, mm-hmm. and have some fun. It's a great show. And yep. I really have enjoyed the success of that show since it has been moved to Saturdays.
Yep, yep. For sure, the next show will be on the 28th, so we'll put that out there, too. So.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, on Sundays, you've got Seth Faces the Music
yes.
from 6 to 8. Seth takes a focus on a certain topic or a tone or mm-hmm. something, grabs it, he grabs out of the ether.
The ether.
And decides, well, I'm going to focus on this. And it's such a fun show. I know my many listeners out there, including my father, are a huge fan of it. Now, this week, though, we got a little bit of a kind of a speed bump in the way.
Yeah, here. We've got the women Badgers, the Lady Badgers will be playing a game that will cut off the beginning of Seth Faces the Music. So I don't want to do a whole new show because, you know, I wouldn't want people to miss that part. So I'll be throwing a rerun on this week, this coming Sunday. But we do want to let everyone know that after that, there will be a new director's cut this week.
Yeah.
We do want everyone to know that at 8 o'clock, there'll be a new director's cut.
Yeah, so we're very excited about that. Seth and I will have in studio tomorrow to record Mystique McAmer and Moselle Stoiber. Maybe somebody else, we're not sure, but the most upcoming studio production of the Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that with them. Really get a chance to really dive into that show and what it's like to do those shows.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. We're looking forward to it.
Intense. That's the word I'm going to use.
It'll be fun. It'll be fun. We've got great interviews coming up as well. I talked to a couple of people yesterday about scheduling and some interviews. We're going to have CWAC on with us. Looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a lot of fun. And not this Sunday, but the next Sunday, we are going to be having Mr. Brad Jansen join us. And Brad is currently, he joined us before as part of, I believe, Hoozle's Rise to Music.
I believe that's correct, yes.
Brad is currently on the What the Hell Am I Doing in Wisconsin in the Winter Tour. It's the name of his tour. I'm just reading the way the tour is here. Whatever.
Oh, that's perfect.
It's great. That is so Brad, too.
That is so him. When I was able to participate last time Brad was here, and he's a treat. He's so much fun. Not only a great musician, but he's fun to talk to, too.
He's going to join us on Director's Cut. Very excited about that.
Yep.
And as I mentioned, I believe on Monday's show, a little bit of, not breaking news, but some awesome news here. Talking with Connie over at FRM, and Connie and I have worked something out where Connie is kind of going to be our scheduler, kind of the other part of Director's Cut for us, where she is going to be helping us bring on not just musical acts, but authors and other people too.
Yeah.
So she's going to be helping me with a little bit of the
we have our own talent scout. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Hey.
And what a great one to have.
But, yeah.
You know, I've been in this area for a long time. I've met a lot of people. I don't even come close to the connections that woman has.
That's amazing.
We love Connie. We send a shout out to Connie and our friends at FRM. So look forward to a lot more of that too with Director's Cut.
Yep.
And of course, if you miss these shows when they're playing live, that's all right, everybody. They're all podcasted. As Melissa touched on earlier, go to civicmedia.us. You can find all of our, not only our shows and our original content, but all everything under the Civic Media umbrella.
Yep.
Encourage you as well to download the app. It's a great app. It works so good. You can take us with you everywhere. We're streaming 24/7 right on that app. Otherwise, we're streaming wherever you get streaming.
Yep, that's right.
Catch us on all those. And as long as we're talking Civic, we're talking all this, let's get into the $1 million advertising giveaway. Especially because we only have 6 days, 23 hours, 4 minutes, and 1 second. No. Oh, my God. 3 minutes and 58 seconds. Guys, talk.
Okay.
Not that anyone's counting. Oh, wait.
No. This is a one-day giveaway, everyone. You got to mark your calendars for January 26th. It's a Thursday. The giveaway starts at 9 a.m. You just have to log into civicmedia.us/million and fill out the form they have there. And you will be entered into this opportunity.
Take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to work with one of the fastest-growing media companies in Wisconsin. Get a radio advertising campaign to promote your business for free. This is amazing. Want to encourage people as well when they're doing this, when you go on there and fill this out, make sure to mention that you heard about it on the morning show.
Oh, yes.
WFHR. Absolutely. We're looking for bragging rights here, everybody.
Yeah, we're a little friendly competition going on here.
We're a little newer to Civic Media.
Yeah.
So, we got to show these guys, we're all a team. We're all family.
Yeah.
But, you know what it's like when
you're... a little friendly competition.
That's how family works. You have a family, a little friendly competition here and there and stuff. So let's show them who we are and have our listeners, our advertisers show up in droves for this.
Yes. Well, and I believe... And I'm not 100% sure, but I do believe we are the oldest radio station in the Civic Media Network now. 80-plus years strong.
Yeah.
Come on. We know who you are. We want to be the top dogs on here. WFHR has been around for a long time. We want to show them what we're made of.
Yeah.
So this is a great opportunity for anyone who's even thought about advertising on radio because you get to do it for free. You get to try it out. That's basically what we're trying to do. We're trying to get people to – we're going to show you the power of radio, of advertising on the radio, what it can do for you. That's one of the main reasons we're doing this. Mm-hmm. So get on there next Thursday and sign up and see what comes of it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. But it's for current advertisers, too.
Mm-hmm. It's for anybody.
It's an opportunity mm-hmm. yep. to get free advertising.
Mm-hmm.
Little business, small business, big business. It does not matter. No. If you have a business, this is your thing. This is what something we want you to be a part mm-hmm. of. Civic Media has grown so much in the last couple of years, and mm-hmm. we're so proud of that. And we haven't been able to do it alone. We've got a great staff, great yep. team, and we have some amazing supporters in our advertisers.
Yep.
The history of radio is built on advertising, yep. whether you like it or not. And it, when you do it right, you do it local. Right. And yep. that's what we're looking to do here. Again, you can find out more by going to civicmedia.us/million, civicmedia.us/million. Mm-hmm. I got to get better at saying that. I got to roll.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah, it doesn't really roll off the tongue.
One feature good story of the day, along with all the conversations we've had today. They've mm-hmm. been nothing but good. Flawless show today, you guys. And I'm very hard on this critiquing, but really great show. Segment after segment, you yeah. guys knocked it out the park. I mentioned this the other day. It's one of my favorite good stories I think I'll ever hear. And if you get a chance to watch the video clip of it, it's so groundbreaking. In Minnesota, a bunch of fifth graders in Minneapolis started a fundraiser to make their playground inclusive. Mm-hmm. So kids with disabilities could use it too.
Wow.
They needed to raise $300,000, which is a lot of money, but they've already hit the goal after an anonymous donor donated $200,000.
Wow.
Now they're trying to raise even more to upgrade other playgrounds at nearby schools.
Aww. Wow, look at that.
And this all started a couple of kids during recess noticed that the kids in wheelchairs weren't able to play. And Seth, you know better than any of us what it's like a recess in Minnesota this time of year.
Yeah.
There's snow on the ground. It's not.
Yeah.
Well,
it's cold.
It's tough already for a mm-hmm. kid. Then you imagine a kid in a wheelchair and yep. how much tougher that is. These kids saw this. No adult. These kids saw this, went to their teacher, said, why don't we do something about it? Teacher's like, it's going to be $300,000. And the kid said, so?
So?
Yeah. And they did it. They did it. They accomplished it. I mean, I keep saying this, man. This younger generation, they are not.
Picture.
They're getting stuff done.
Yeah.
We can learn from them.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Just a great story.
Yep.
Thank you so much, you two. Great show today. You guys have a good one.
It was fun, James.
Yes, Seth, it was.
You know, it was all right. It was.
Yeah, right back at you, sweetheart.
Oh, we're into pet names now? Okay, bring it.
I can't wait till you read your birthday card next week. That's all I'm saying.
That's so good. Have a good one, you guys. We'll talk to you both real soon. And, have a great day, everybody. Be safe out there. Stick around for Morning Magazine right here at... Well, you know what, James? I like the way... Wait, that doesn't make sense when I...
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.